This goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, fax 989-828-6835, regarding William Vanderhart, V-A-N-D-E-R-H-A-R-T, date of birth April 8th, 1937. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Vanderhart with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. His last visit was December 5th of last year. He's been feeling well. When he checks his blood pressure at home, the machine sometimes reads irregular. And he does not feel that. It doesn't take his breath away. He doesn't get chest pain. But he knows that does need to be checked out. So he will be calling to have an appointment to have that evaluated. No hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit, and his weight is stable. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. He has chronic dyspnea on exertion. Occasional wheezing and cough. No sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the diazide, the 37.5/25, one a day. And he's taking aspirin, 81 milligram, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Physical examination. His weight is 219 pounds, pulse 78. Occasionally, an early beat is auscultated, although that does not sound like AFib. Sounds like early, possibly an early beat here and there. Very infrequently, though. Oxygen saturation, 93% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 128 over 70. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular with an occasional extra beat, but that's one in every 60 seconds. So it's very rare. And lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 1st, 2023. Creatinine is stable at 2.1. Estimated GFR is 30. Albumin 4.2, calcium 9.6. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.4. Intact parathyroid hormone, mildly elevated, 66.4. Hemoglobin is 14.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression, no uremic symptoms. 2, hypertension, well controlled. 3, irregular heartbeat noted on blood pressure machine at home and today on exam, and that should be further evaluated. The patient will be calling to make an appointment to have a checkup and possibly have a cardiology referral or a 24-hour Holter monitor, something for further evaluation. And he will continue to have lab studies done for us every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.